So I double dog dare you. What do I mean by that? To put the Lord first. I double dog dare you. Try him, prove him, put him first. The scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. I have learned over time that this practice is a very good one. One that will yield rewards in your life. And I think one of the most amazing times was when, well, there have been several. And I think the first time was when I was pretty young in the Lord, a few months old, maybe a year or something like that. And I was paying my tithes, I think most of the time. Maybe not all the time, I don't remember. But I wasn't doing it first. And I remember kind of like, oh, Lord, you know. And this is a, like, you know, a churchy one, but there are other ones. But this is the first one where I was like, you know, Lord, you know, you don't need my money. You own it all. You do not need my money. So why do I need to pay tithes? And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, when you eat an apple, do you eat it all? And I was like, yeah, sure, yeah. And he asked the same question again, which means, wrong answer. So, when you eat an apple, do you eat it all? Yeah, usual. Yeah, I'm not wasteful. Yes. So I guess he was like, you're not getting it. So immediately there was a vision of an apple core in my head. You know, little top, cap, bottom. And then seeds, you know, in the middle in the stem. And I was like, oh. Ooh. Oh. And so I started pondering, okay, what are you trying to teach me, you know? So then just beginning to think about it, it began to dawn on me. All right, so I don't eat an apple. I don't eat all of an apple. I save the seeds. So a part of that apple has the potential to yield more apples. If I put it back into the ground, or if I put it back, if I invest it, I could throw it away, or I could waste it, or, you know, chances are I'm not going to eat all of it unless, you know, yeah, there's some people that eat, some people eat all of it, I'm sure, but chances are I am, you know, going to be left with the seeds. And so the Lord taught me early on, no, you don't eat it all. All of it is not to be consumed. Some of it is meant to be put back into the earth, or to be buried, or to be invested, so you can have more apple, so you can eat again. And so it is with tithe. Because I wanted to know why. I always like to know why. The Bible says, in all thy getting, get understanding. And I've just always been curious. I've always wanted to know the why behind the what. And so he showed me. So then I learned not only to pay my tithe. And from that point on, I'm pretty sure faithfully, with few exceptions. And there have been few exceptions over these years, that I have been faithful in giving 10%, you know. And then I learned beyond that to give it first. first fruits, right? To get it first. Don't give them your leftovers. Be intentional about it and do it first. And now I thank God I do it first and I see the fruit. But one of the things and one of the most powerful lessons I learned, it's not just money. You know, my tithe, the Lord is teaching me, you know, that it's more than just money. It's my life. You know, it's the will of God for me to tithe my life. I am learning that right now. But putting God first, I learned in a very powerful way when I was in school, learning or becoming an EMT. And I was taking a biology class. And this particular morning, I had fallen asleep, which was my custom, which happened quite a bit. But I had fallen asleep, and so I had missed my window to study for a quiz that I had been warned about 2 days prior. And so I woke up at I think 5 or 6. And I had an hour. I'll be back. Okay, we'll try that one more time. So I had missed my window to study, right? I had planned to study the night before I went to bed, sleep on it, get up, refresh, you know, do my thing. And when I woke up, I had a choice. I had 1 hour. It took me a little over an hour, about an hour to get to class, to school. And I had, you know, another hour that I usually spent in prayer before I went to school. Well, I only had 1 hour and I had to choose. Are you going to go to prayer as you normally do, or are you going to study for this quiz? And I battled and I was like, ugh. And I didn't, you know, I was like, what are you going to do? And I just kind of felt this little nudge, like, put me first and let me show you what I'll do. I just kind of felt like if I put God first, he'll take care of it. You know, he had been so faithful to help me. And so I went to prayer. I went to church. I prayed my hour. And when I left, I had no time for study. And I mean no time for study. And I got to class right about on time. And I pulled my notes out. And my professor was extremely punctual, rarely late. And so when I got to class and she wasn't there, I was like, oh. So I scrambled, got my notes out. And it was on the anatomy, I think, of the heart. And so as I was pulling my notes out, the class whiz, you know, the brain, popped into the class. And he was like, hey, everybody, she's not here. So, you know, I'm going to review it with you, for you. You know, this is nothing but God. Nothing but God. And on the inside, I am screaming with joy, like, yes! So he gets up there and he goes through everything. And I was somewhat familiar, but not, really not. I didn't know. And so he went through all of it several times. And then she comes in class. I am so sorry I'm late this morning, blah, 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 blah. I ace this quiz. I get 100. And I looked at it. And when he was finished and I looked at what he had shown and what, you know, what I'd learned and afterwards, if he had not done that, I think I would have gotten a 5, maybe a 10 or 15, because there were 5 points apiece. I think it was 20 questions. And yeah, but he taught me, trust me, put me first. You can trust him. And I chose that day to put him first, you know, knowing the potential consequences. You know, well, it may not work out this way. I'm like, you know what, God, you've been carrying me all this time. You've been faithful. I'm going to be faithful to you and then allow you to be faithful to me. I'm going to put you first. And so I encourage you today, put him first. He's worthy, and he's trustworthy, and he's good, and he's kind, and he's faithful, and he loves to bless us. And when we do that, we're taking care of his business. He'll take care of our business. You know, he's got your back. Put him first. Trust him. And with your finances, put him first. Put him first. Sow into the kingdom. Sow into eternal things. You know, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Right? There are things that we can take with us, and many things that most things we cannot. And souls we can take with us. Right? So sow into things that are eternal. And I learned that day, wow, the Lord sees us. And when we do things for him, he's like, oh, look at my girl. I got you. So, you can trust him. Put him first. Watch him show up and show out. All right. Love y'all. Have a good day.